that's been such a rallying thing for this team. Everybody practicing all the time is it discouraging at all?
No. Well, it's not what you want, but you but we had good work out of everybody else. So.
How did Ballard end the week?
He seemed to end it on an up note. And, you know, he moved well today, and so I'm very optimistic about that too.
How's Webster?
He was fine today.
Coach, you've talked a bit about how the last 2 weeks have seemed like playoffs. Is there still an uptick in energy this week?
Oh, there is, definitely. Sure. Oh, yeah. There's a very real sense about, you know, where we are and what the consequences are if you don't do well and play well and win.
Do you think your defense turned a corner the last 2 weeks?
Well, let's hope so. Yeah, let's hope so. We've played well. We've done well. We've gotten to the quarterback a number of times. We did a good job against the run. I think the guys have some confidence and seem to be playing well together.
Tom, the improvement on run defense, is that a matter of just guys kind of being more disciplined with their gaps, or is it just everybody getting a little comfortable later in the year? What do you attribute it to?
Well, I think it's a combination of all of the above. I think we're playing better run defense. It's a focus. It's something that is a high priority against the teams that we're playing. And you know, we've schemed a little bit to get it done, and we've also risen up and done a good job one-on-one. And I think that if you really have studied both games, you've seen little things, little details that have made a difference in it. Kiwanuka's penetration last week. So I think we've improved, and I think, you know, hopefully that's going to continue as well.
You've talked about reminding the rookies as the playoffs and the tempo goes up and the intensity. How about a guy like David Boss, who's in his first playoff game? Do you have to remind him of that too?
Well, they all listen to the same message, okay. So I would think that would apply to anybody that's not in that situation.
Tom, from the front office on down, this organization has a lot of BC connections, and then Atlanta Falcons starting quarterbacks from BC, obviously. Do you put any mind to it, take pride in it, have from your time in BC, or do you attention to that all having BC guys around?
Oh, I'm very much aware of it, and I'm very proud of and happy with the time that I spent at Boston College, but this is a whole different situation here.
Tom, how much do you think that your players, the older players who've been here a while, draw on their past playoff experience and can pass that on to?
I think what I've said I'll stick with is that when it's appropriate, when there is a comparison, when there's an analogy with something that they can reflect on and refer to, and I think they very much think about a couple of years ago, and they're more than willing to share it with the other guys.
Tom, what impresses you about Matt Ryan, and could his mobility pose some problems?
Well, he's a very good quarterback. You know, he's done from the first moment he was in this league, he performed well, played well. You know, they've done a lot with their run game, but they've also done an awful lot with their pass game, and he's had the ability to perform under pressure and do well. So he does have some mobility, yeah, and we're aware of that as well.
Tom, have you noticed any extra edge, if at all, from the 20 or so guys who have missed the playoffs with this team the last 2 years?
Do I notice any what?
Back? Any perhaps extra edge? I mean, missing the playoffs the last 2 years and now getting back, I would think that makes a lot of these guys real itchy.
Well, I don't know if that's the term that I would use, or if they're itchy, but they're anxious they're very, very happy to be in the playoffs, and they're anxious to play and to perform, and they understand what the single elimination tournament's all about.
Tom, do you think any team you coach would automatically get compared to 07, or do you think that there are, you know, that this one specifically, because of the way the season has gone, you know, has drawn that parallel a little bit more often?
You know what, I think every team's a different team, and I think that comparisons deal with the circumstances on how you got there and what took place during the course of a season. And I'm hoping that that the fire and the momentum and the confidence and the way in which we played can be reflective of how it was in 07. For example, I'd like not to turn it over at all. You know, that would be a great thing. So, but yeah, I mean, there are comparisons, but this is obviously a different team, and there's a lot of different people involved. But those that were with us then, they're very much anxious to have the type of the playoff that it was be repeated.
Tom, why outside today? Does it make a difference?
Good to be outside. We like to be outside. It was a beautiful day, so we chose to be out here. This is close to what it's going to be game day, so that's why we wanted to be.
And the question was here, because it seems like it's
going to
be good weather now.
It does, but we just felt it was very lined up very closely with Sunday at 1:00.